Welcome to another episode of the Sal and Bob Show podcast. I am comedian Sal D'Amelio. Across from me is the one and only Bob Phillips.
The one and only. There only needs to be one, Sal. You know, you don't want two of me. Neurotic, weirdo.
Hey, it's good to see you. We are not at a restaurant today. We are doing something that most people did throughout the lockdown, and that is order food on either DoorDash or Uber Eats or Instacart,
yes,
or you know, or your mother bringing it over. I mean, whatever, you know. We decided to do an episode where we just order a bunch of food through different Uber Eats and DoorDash, and that's what we did. We've got a couple of orders in right now. We've got some Chinese food coming.
We have them in a couple already delivered.
Yeah, already delivered, and then one on the way. We ordered wine through. So, not Uber Eats, but through this warehouse.
What a joy that we can have wine brought to us.
This is the Sal and Bob Show, and we are employing drivers tonight. Multiple drivers. We're actually hoping that two of them get here at the same time on two of
That's
our items.
Happened.
That they
That's
can,
happened.
You know, meet
Last
in the driveway.
Summer, remember?
And, yeah. So that's the episode. We're not at a steakhouse. We're going to talk about some topical stuff. And we're just going to accept food here every, half hour. We're going to be getting
a ring. We've already accepted Chinese food from the Great Wall.
Yes.
Chicken fried rice. Why did I say shrimp? I have no idea. We would never order shrimp fried rice. Chicken fried rice. We had a big order of that. We had almond chicken, you know, something plain, something, you know, nothing big. And that's gone. And previous to that... do we want to even say what we had? We had Mexican. I mean, from Los Tres Amigos.
Yeah,
we're not
getting full meals. I mean, we're just getting stuff because we want to get as many drivers here as possible.
Right, but we had chips and salsa and guac.
Yep, and then we're going to get the donuts later.
Well, we had chimichangas, let's be honest.
Yep.
And we're in our third bottle of wine now, two of us.
We got that from the wine warehouse or whatever that place is called.
Yeah, what is the wine? I don't know what it is.
It's this huge wine warehouse. It used to be, it's in the place of a Dick's Sporting Goods used to be there.
Was it Dick's or was it Staples?
Or maybe it was Staples.
I think
maybe
it was Staples because Dick's is still there. Yeah.
Those Dick's are still there. But yeah, it's a Staples. You're right. So that's how big this place is. It's literally the size of a pretty big Staples.
And we had to do three orders because they did not live up to their billing as the most complete
wine
warehouse.
They were out, you know?
It took us three times to get a wine that wasn't out of stock. But we're here at October Park Studios. Mm-hmm. We're fat and stupid.
Yep. And we might try to have one of the drivers come in and say a couple things. We might try to do that if one of them wants to do that. But that's what this episode's about. It's just we're going to sit in October Park.
So
we got people bringing us food. And I might even have an Uber Eats driver just get me two aspirin at the end of the night.
You know what we need to do? We need to order Uber Eats and DoorDash at roughly the same time so that they both show up here competitors, right? It's the DoorDash Uber Eats challenge.
There you go.
Right here in the driveway.
Wow,
they throw down, right?
That'd be good. Yeah. You got Rock'em Sock'em robots here.
Yeah.
We'll kind of have them
what it's going to be like. We'll play the Rocky theme. I'll be like John Cusack out in the driveway. I'll be holding the boombox above my head. Playing
I'll be up in your grandkids' playhouse over there getting the view from the top. So that's what we're all about today, man. No steakhouse, no nothing. We're eating and drinking and having a good time, just bringing up topical stuff. There's a ton of stuff in the news we wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Talk about our lives a little bit.
Here's a little news. Let's give the world some news about our producer.
Yeah, there you go.
The young Nate Armbruster had a birthday today, turned 30.
30. Oh, is he 30 years old?
You remember 30?
Oh, my God.
I'm twice as old as this guy.
That's when I started doing comedy.
Yeah.
It was right when he's his age right now.
Is that right?
First
okay,
started.
I was 40.
Yep.
And so Nate is now engaged officially.
He is. It's official.
Engaged. We just want to congratulate him.
It's a congratulations.
The lovely Brittany. Brittany's our friend. Nate has been our friend for a long time. And these two are just a great couple. For all these years, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing her last name correctly. It's going to be Armbruster, but it's Jamona.
Brittany Jamona.
It's an Italian name.
Okay. Did not know that, as Johnny Carson used to say.
I did not know that. Yeah. Lovely young lady. For fans of Game of Thrones, she bears a striking resemblance to Arya Stark.
Yes.
Another beautiful young lady.
Yes.
So our pal Nathan has done well.
Nate, you did good.
Yes.
You did good. Congratulations to both of them. And hopefully they get married on a weekend that I don't have anything booked and I'll be able to go. No, I'm just kidding.
Can you imagine that? I have a mouthful of fried rice. Can you imagine that saying to Nate, sorry, ma'am. I got a gig in Saginaw.
I'm doing the Chuckle Hut in Des Moines, Iowa. Good for him. Would you ever consider getting married again, Bob? I'm putting you on the spot here.
Absolutely
on the
Salma.
This is heard by millions of people.
No,
millions of fans.
No.
And you are off the market for marriage. You're obviously on the market for dating.
Yeah.
But the marriage thing
I'm a good boyfriend. I'm really good at that stuff. But marriage, no, I'm done. No. Two up, two down.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can never say never.
How about you?
I hear you. No. I'm in the same boat. I'm just like, I just want, I would love to have somebody, that I can go out with and have
see a good time, see a movie,
this and that. I just don't know about marriage. Because I'm 55, and more than likely the girl I'm going to date is going to be a little older, right? So hopefully we both have our lives behind us and we can just enjoy each other's companies and you don't have to make it about a piece of paper, right?
That's why would you bother with that at this point?
At this point, we're not 30-year-olds trying to, Nate trying to maybe start a family or, whatever. We're past that.
Yeah.
We are at the, I don't know what, they should have different levels of life, and you're not even allowed to get married after a certain age, right? That's what should
really?
Be the law.
They're gonna,
right?
There's a maximum age for
maybe
matrimony.
There should be. Maybe
I have another mouthful
be.
Of food.
Maybe there should be.
Those chimichangas, they hang around. They're good.
There used to be a guy I played football with. His name was Jimmy Jans. Not kidding. Yeah. That's what his name was. And I used to say, the Jimmy Janza. I used to call him the Jimmy Janza because we used to eat at Chi Chi's all the time.
Chi Chi's. You know what? I love that place.
Jimmy Changa.
I really love that place. That's where I was introduced to green sauce, I mean, there's all kinds of sauces you can get. It's usually, red picante or something like that. But you get that good green sauce for the first time. You're like, ooh, this is different.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
What was it, 96 and Middle Belt? Is that where the Chi-Chi's
was? That's where it was. You're exactly right.
I used to go there for Monday night football. Yeah.
I used to go in there for Monday night football. There was, I think we might have talked about this on we've been doing this podcast so long, but they used to have this, remember that station where you used to go get the chips and the salsa? They just had it for free.
Yeah, right.
You used to just get up. Yeah. I would literally get up probably 9 times throughout the football game. I never ate so many chips in my entire life than a Monday night football game at Chi Chi's. I mean, seriously, because you could just go up and get sauce, you could get chips, and you could
all
get,
night.
I'd have a couple margaritas. I mean, I'd be out of there for $20, and I'd have 18 bags of chips. I mean, my God.
Yeah. Well, that's probably why they're out of business. It was you, Sal.
It was me
taking advantage of their bottomless.
Well, that's another
bowl.
Thing I used to do. So. Another Monday Night Football thing I used to do is go to, this was before Buffalo Wild Wing, because the Buffalo Wild Wing of years past was the Ground Round. That's really the Buffalo, that's really
where,
the Buffalo
where you
Wild
could throw your peanut shells on the ground.
You could throw your peanut shells on the ground.
That
and
was
they
joyous.
Had, they had 25-cent wings.
That's right.
25 cent wings. Or was it even cheaper than that? Maybe even 10-cent wings.
I don't remember. I remember 25.
I think it was 10. But
they
I would
just
go
wanted
watch,
you to buy a lot of beer.
But Of course we did. But I would go watch Monday Night Football with, let's say, eight guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We would all order 20 to 30 wings. So we would literally tell the server, 240 wings. That's just our table. That's not including all the other tables have got.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, it's crazy when you look back. You can't even do that these days. You can't order 240 wings right now at Buffalo Wild.
I mean, they won't even let you order it, no matter how much you pay. Yeah,
boy, times have changed on the Buffalo wing side in the just ordering.
It's kind of an opportune time to say that was our third order.
What's the hell
for the DoorDash? We have from Buffalo Wild Wings here in Northville, Michigan. We have two orders of wings coming. We have the traditional.
And who we didn't meet. I mean, we met the drivers, but you're not going to be able to meet them. But you said one was a pretty attractive girl.
Uh-huh. That delivered. Yeah, very attractive.
What was her name?
LaTanya.
LaTanya. Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous girl.
We had Nancy that came by.
Uh-huh.
She was very nice. Yeah. She was bundled up, though, because it was like snowing today.
Yeah, Nancy had a good
and
personality.
And then we had, I think this guy named Larry brought us the wine.
Yeah.
So we're trying to get everybody's name. And
what we're hoping for is, I don't know if we mentioned at the top of the show, we're hoping there's an incident where a DoorDash and an Uber driver come at the same time.
Yeah, we need that to happen.
I can't believe I just said that.
What's that?
That a DoorDash and an Uber driver come at the same time.
Oh, geez.
No, I mean, arrive at the
That's
same
a porno
time.
Movie.
Woo!
That's
okay. Get your camera going, Sal. Oh, you know, there's someone coming up the drive. I'm going to get this door before they.
All right.
Hold
well,
on.
Don't let them out until the next driver comes. So here we are. This has never been done on any podcast, not even the Joe Rogan podcast. We are live with Uber Eats drivers coming up to the door all night. And there's Hannibal. Hannibal's meeting the driver at the door. That is that's the podcast dog that we have.
I didn't get to the door on time. The driver rang the bell.
Yeah.
And so this is our fourth. Okay, buddy, it's okay. He's gone. It's okay. Come here, buddy.
Hannibal wants to approve of the order.
Hannibal, yes.
That is the mascot. That's our podcast dog.
He's our podcast dog. The mascot of the Sal and Bob Show. 170-pound Newfoundland. He's a funny guy. He barks, you know. He makes threats. This is a dog who has literally stared down several black bears in the Upper Peninsula.
Wow.
But he's afraid of the vacuum cleaner, Sal. I don't know what it is. So you want to know what we just had delivered?
What we had delivered? No.
Okay, so we had the Mexican.
Yeah, we had the Chinese.
We
had the wine.
Okay, now we got burgers from BurgerFi.
Wow.
And we made these orders earlier. I don't know if you remember what you ordered, but you ordered.
How am I going to eat?
Medium well plus.
Medium
double
well
cheese.
Plus.
Here's yours.
All right.
I've got a medium with French fries, and hopefully we're not going to chew in the mic, but.
Yeah, no, we don't.
One Uber delivery and two. No, wait a minute. This is the fourth. Two Ubers and two DoorDashes.
Two Ubers, two DoorDash, but I don't know what the wine thing is, how they bring the wine. Was that DoorDash?
That's DoorDash, yeah.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if they had their own wine delivery.
No,
system.
They don't. This is all. All
right. So there you have it. We are, I don't think that a podcast has ever done this.
There's more to come.
In the history of podcasts.
You and I together, we have set records for food ordered through any of these delivery services and wine consumed on the premises.
Wine consumed on podcast. There's just no way we're not number one.
No.
There's no way. We are the number one podcast for wine consumption
just
in
the
United
two of
States.
Us.
Seriously.
We had four bottles just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. We have 250 episodes in the tank right now? That's over 600 bottles of wine that we've had.
Oh, easily.
So
easily.
Who can say that?
Nobody.
I don't think so.
They're amateurs, Sal. So here we are. We're serious about this. We are testing the boundaries. we're testing the limits both of our stomachs and the patience of these drivers. Because what we're hoping for is a confrontation between DoorDash and
Uber. We're going to try to get that on tape.
And wouldn't it be great if they were two drivers that had come here already tonight? When we've only had that once in the 4 years we've been doing this show, a driver showing up two times in the same night.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that, but he came around to the back and we were sitting out.
And he said,
I just brought you guys McDonald's. And then he was bringing us Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes.
We're disgusting.
That's hilarious. Well, we might have to get donuts again.
I think so.
So it's time. We haven't done one in a while, but it's time for a Musk moment.
It is. It really is. That's a good point.
It's a perfect time for a Musk moment. As Elon Musk is back in the news, and he is creating a bunch of stir as he put an
good
offer
burger,
in.
By the way,
I haven't had it yet. I'm looking at
Sorry
it. Has got a Thousand Island sauce on that bad boy. It looks like
you got it on yours. Yeah, I got. Oh, I just have mustard.
But Elon Musk put in an offer for Twitter.
Yeah.
At $43 billion for a guy that doesn't have his own home. He sure has a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's all
for
over
a
the
homeless
news
dude.
That
he
doesn't have a home. He just stays at friends' houses, and that's what it said.
Yeah.
This guy is just really interesting. He is, we've talked about him before as we've had our Elon Musk moments here on the podcast. We're still trying to get him on our podcast. We've asked him numerous times. He hasn't replied yet.
No response at all.
We're hoping to get
a hold of him. Which is rude, but
very busy.
You know, yeah.
I don't know. What do you think about this guy? Do you think he is? Is it a just publicity stunt? Like he's never really going to buy Twitter?
I don't think he really wants to buy Twitter.
Or he bought some shares, but he wants to buy the whole thing. I think it's just a publicity stunt.
$9 billion worth of shares, 9%. Okay, so more than he bought. Well, I don't know what it was, $40 billion. I can't remember the amount. But now a lot of people don't know when you buy into a company with that many shares, and you're looking for a seat on the board, you have to pass a background check. And there's a lot of speculation that there's something sketchy in his background where he couldn't pass it. He didn't want to go through that embarrassment. So then he thought, I'll just buy the thing outright. Well, it's, you know, a lot of machinations, a lot of back and forth. The bottom line, he's not going to buy Twitter.
No, I don't think he's going to either. I think it's just a publicity stunt.
It is.
He's got so many other businesses, right? He's a SpaceX guy. He's the Tesla guy, which we all know what the electric car industry is going to be. Do you think he's ever going to just buy like a baseball team or something?
I don't think he's going to buy a baseball team because it doesn't have any attraction to him. Twitter has an attraction because it's all about technology and you know, being nerdy and all that. But I mean, what is he going to do with the Los Angeles Clippers? He doesn't understand basketball. I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but he's from South Africa, right? And it doesn't mean he doesn't know about professional basketball, but it's not a thing down there. And it's not, you know, baseball is not a thing. North American football is not a thing. So I don't see that, a sports team for him.
What do you think? You know what? I don't put it past this guy because it just seems like he wants to buy things just to, you know, like let's, I mean, I'm just throwing this out there, but let's just say he meets or has a meeting with Mark Cuban. I'm just throwing that out. Like he meets Mark Cuban in a Vegas convention center gig or something. And then he walks out of there and he goes, you know what? He owns the Dallas Mavericks. I'm going to buy the Golden State Warriors because they're available. I have $900 million just sitting around. And I could see him doing something like that. And then just getting people to run it for him. You know what he would do?
It's not impossible.
I'm literally just brainstorming. I mean, this is just crazy shit. But I could see him buying a basketball team, right?
Yeah.
And then everybody that comes to a game gets like a, you know, an electric battery just because he wants the people to know what the electric battery is all about.
Truthfully, a sports team would be the least of his acquisitions. Because what's the most expensive sports team? The Yankees? And they're what, $5 billion?
The Yankees are. Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yeah, Yankees would be.
Google that, would you? How much are the Yankees worth?
$7.01 billion.
Okay, a huge amount of money.
Yeah.
But nothing compared to what he was talking about paying for Twitter. So for him to own a professional sports team, the Yankees is probably the most valuable team in the country. Maybe the Cowboys is up there. But so it's a bauble for him. Right. But I don't think he has any interest in it. I really don't.
I think you're right. I don't think he even.
I mean, well, you know, I could see him buying the Yankees, right? And then doing something weird like saying, okay, we're going to pay all our players in Bitcoin. You know?
Yeah.
Just something odd like that, because that's the way he is. It's all, there's always an angle. There's always some strange little side thing going on. So, I don't know.
Yeah, well.
I mean, he could probably buy the... I would pray for him to buy the Detroit Lions. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
The Musk Lions.
Jeez.
Oh.
That would be great. That would be absolutely great.
That would be great. And
he was
born
June 28th, 1971, just for everybody out there.
So he's 51 years old. And I think he's got, what, 6 kids?
Does he really?
I think so. Four at least, maybe 6, but...
Let's see. Personal life. Musk met his first wife, Canadian author Justine Wilson, while attending Queen's University, and they married in 2000. He contracted malaria in 2000 while on vacation in South Africa.
Okay,
nearly
how weird
died.
Is this? Just how weird. Who contracts malaria?
Jesus Christ.
Right?
God, in 2002, their first child, son Nevada Alexander Musk, died of sudden infant death syndrome.
I didn't know that. That's
at the
awful.
Age of 10 weeks. That sucks. After his death, the couple decided to use IVF to continue their family. Twins Xavier and Griffin were born in April 2004, followed by triplets Kai, Saxon, and Damien in 2006.
So that's 5.
The couple divorced in 2008 and share custody of their 5 sons. In 2008, Musk began dating English actress Tallulah Riley. And in September of 2010, the couple married at Dornoch Cathedral in Scotland. In 2012, he announced a divorce from Riley. Okay, well, this guy's a genius, but he can't keep a date.
Yeah, he can't keep a date, and he can't keep it in his pants, apparently.
In 2013, Musk and Riley remarried.
Wow.
I did not know that.
In
December
either.
Of 2014, he filed for a second divorce from Riley. So the guy that invented... The Tesla has not read Men Are From Mars, yeah. Women Are From Venus, you know?
Yeah, or the love languages. I think his love languages are a little off. He named his kid like A-E-I-O-U, you know, pound sign, pi squared.
What is it with... I don't want to go down another rabbit hole here, but what is it with these genius men that... don't have good relationship capabilities. I mean, there's. Well, do you hear about it from history? You know,
Sal,
I mean,
I think we need look no further than the two of us.
we have
relationship issues. I know people will beg to differ, but I think we're geniuses in a lot of different ways. We're savants.
Correct. I didn't think of Tesla.
We know how to live life, right?
I didn't think of Tesla, but I... once put a toilet paper roll on very quickly one time. So I'm very good at certain things.
All right.
But I don't know. I didn't know anything about his marital status, and he is just horrible at relationships.
I think that Elon is very clearly on the spectrum. There's no question in my mind.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that people on the spectrum can't have solid relationships, but I think he's just in a zone all his own, you know? I mean, these guys come along once every 100 years, right? You're talking Edison, Tesla himself, Elon Musk, right? Inventors. You know, they're just... We want to pigeonhole them. We want them to be normal like we are, but they're not. And that's
no,
why
they're not. And
he's that, worth a you know, gazillion dollars, because he's not normal.
And his relationships go a little differently than mine. You know what I mean? Like,
well, yeah, mine
like,
too.
Like my ex-wife used to yell at me because I didn't cut the grass, right?
Yeah.
What did Elon Musk's wife say? Like, did he go, honey, I got to go to space tomorrow, crying out loud. I can't, right? Going, I mean, he's inventing.
I can't edge the sidewalk. I'm going to space. with 4 other goofballs like me.
I'm right. Musk was later accused by Johnny Depp of having an affair with Heard while she was still married to Depp.
Yeah.
Musk and Heard both denied the affair. In May of 2018, Musk and Canadian musician Grimes revealed that they were dating. Grimes gave birth to their son in May of 2020. According to Musk and Grimes, his name was XAEA-12, which is actually the new variant that just came out.
We're going to need a fifth shot for the XAE variant.
So anyway, interesting dude. God bless him. I hope he can make our country better. I mean, that's, you know, or make our lives better. And he, and we talked about this before, but he was on Saturday Night Live. It's the last thing they're mentioning on his Wikipedia page here. And that was just, he hit that out of the ballpark.
He was
I did not think he would be anywhere near as good as he was.
I didn't either. But you know, in when I think about it, I think he was so bad, he was good.
Yeah, correct. You know? That's a proper way to put it.
he was like just this goofball kid that didn't have any conception of timing or comic timing or anything at all.
Yeah.
He just said the words that were on the cue cards and somehow it worked.
You know, that's not a bad thing. What is that thing that you do? I want to say it's a petition, but we should get a bunch of signatures for him to buy the Lions. We should
start
on the internet.
Yeah.
Please, Elon Musk, buy the just offer
make
the Fords.
Make a ridiculous offer.
Ridiculous.
That even
he's
the idiot
the money.
Fords couldn't
the Fords would
down.
Take $1 billion.
No, offer them five.
Yeah, what's the Lions worth?
I'm gonna say they're worth $1 billion or $1.5 billion, which is disgusting.
The $2.4 billion.
It's worth even more, but it's only a third of the Yankees. 2.4. So Elon has that in his wallet right now. He could buy the Lions tomorrow and not even worry, and just, you know, and just say, yeah, I own them, and not manage them, and not do anything with them, and let them sink into the muck, and it wouldn't impact his life at all.
Well, here's this is so funny. They're worth $2.7 billion, right? The Detroit Lions, though, are ranked 30th in most valuable NFL franchise.
Out of what, 32?
Yeah, whatever it is. Crazy.
Yeah. But they are ranked number one, Sal, in the most feudal professional sports teams on the planet.
They are, yeah.
In their history, they are number one in the worst, most feudal sports teams on the planet.
If he would buy that team, I would be so happy.
Oh, I would be ecstatic.
And
it would be poetic justice to say to the Fords, we're going to give you $5 billion just to get the fuck out of town.
Yeah, and it's kind of ironic because it would be interesting to have the guy that's basically heading the electrical car industry to buy the Fords.
Oh, yes, the irony.
Right? It's all irony, yes. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know. Maybe we're predicting something here on the Sal and Bob Show.
Oh, you know what? I'm predicting something right now. We made this order silently about 15 minutes ago. We've had Mexican. We've had Chinese.
What do we
We've had
now?
A wine delivery. Should we say it now? I can see the headlights coming up the drive. It's not time for dessert yet, people. This is pizza.
Oh, we're getting pizza.
Yeah, I'm
going
to go get the door before Hannibal loses his mind. I'll be back.
All right, be back. Hey, this is, we're at the live Sal and Bob Show. We are ordering from Uber Eats. Never been done on any podcast where we have four or five different orders coming in. This is amazing.
Okay, well, I they didn't come to the front door. I don't know where they are. We're going to wait here. Oh, now I see them out the window. I'll be back.
Bob's going to get the door.
All right, I got it.
You got it? What'd that driver look like?
As a dude. Who cares?
Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was awesome, man.
So here we go. So we got the pizza.
We
have a large New York style double pepperoni pizza by itself with ranch and buffalo dipping sauce. So let's take a little break here, and we're going to eat some of that.
Okay, we'll be right back on the Sal and Bob Podcast.
All right, so, I mean, we literally just polished off. We didn't eat the whole pizza, because that would be disgusting. I had a piece and a half. You had what, one?
I had one piece.
Okay.
I mean, I had that half of that burger. I had one piece of pizza. I had the fried rice.
Burgers.
Oh, my God.
Pizza. But it's not over yet. Because I just put in another order. I put in two orders.
We got another order. Holy.
Because it's dessert. And this is what I'm hoping. I believe, I hope that I've timed this properly. I made an order on Uber Eats and one on DoorDash where they will show up at roughly the same time.
That's beautiful. We need to make a TikTok video of that.
We do. And we need to make them fight it out in the driveway. With swords. I have decorative swords from Japan. I'll give them to each driver.
So I don't know if you read this story, buddy, but this is interesting. Can you imagine back in your kindergartner days, a kindergartner brought in an alcoholic margarita mixed drink into a Livonia, Michigan school for snack time and shared the drink with multiple classmates. The Grand River Academy student brought in a four-pack of Jose Cuervo pre-mixed margaritas, according to the report. During snack time, the drink was poured in Dixie cups, and multiple students had a drink, the report says. One mother said her child had 4 to 5 sips, thinking it was just juice.
That's a lot of sips.
The mother said her daughter felt woozy and a little dizzy afterward.
I guess so.
And now she's got 1 million views on TikTok. No. the girl poured it in her cup and she drank it. And the girl ended up telling her what it is. And she went and told the teacher there is liquor in this cup. And the teacher gave her a funny face, the mother told the news station. According to the report, the school called poison control when it learned what happened. Really? You're going to call poison control?
What in the hell? Well, it's not poison exactly control. Poison.
Call a mixologist to make it.
call a bartender.
Jeez.
What's in this thing? Well, let me tell you. There's bitters. There's bourbon. There's tequila. All right, that's everything's so going to be fine.
They called poison control. The school also contacted the parents to let them know they were all physically okay and that it would be disciplining the student if necessary, the report says. While we try to keep an eye on everything our students bring to school, that's simply not possible, the school said in a statement. It's unfortunate that these types of adult beverages can be easily mistaken for child-friendly drinks. Note to readers, if you purchase something through one of our affiliate links, we may earn a commission. The hell does that mean?
I don't know what that means. That's it's a little weird.
The report. Yeah, I guess, what are some signs that you know your kid's bringing in liquor, Bob? What would be some signs? You know, if the kid's stumbling into the school with what he has in his hand, you may be a redneck. No, I'm trying to do. You may be drunk.
Your lunchbox reeks of moonshine.
you may be bringing alcohol to your school. Right?
Are they gonna follow up on this? Because this seems to me like this was just some sort of, I don't want to say innocent, but a colossal mistake.
I mean, come
that
on.
A kid just pulled these out of a drawer. What parent is going to do that on purpose? I mean, say goodbye to your kids, right?
Yeah, I mean, the kid thought it was, the kid thought it was a 4-pack of, Arnold Palmer's or something.
Right, yeah.
And he brought him into school because he probably wanted to bring some drinks in for the kid. I mean, it was an honest mistake. Yeah, it shouldn't have made the news. I just don't think it should have made the news.
It was show and tell. This is what I have what my mommy drinks.
Oh, God, it's so funny.
Oh, what a world, man. What a world.
That's funny.
You know, the thing about the internet is that it brings all of this crazy shit to life on a second-by-second basis. This stuff happened all the time.
Yeah.
Just 10 years ago, 15 years ago, we didn't hear about it because, it wasn't the story of the day, and then that's what this is. It's a story of the day. It's just some weird little thing.
Yeah, and it just made it, yeah, you're right. It made the headlines because maybe it was a slow look, let's face it, if something major happened that day, it would have never got the air, never got out.
Oh yeah,
right?
I mean, come on. I brought alcohol to school in junior high. I did.
Did you really?
Oh yeah. I was 15. I was in ninth grade, right? I don't know why I did it. It was like, hey, look.
Yeah.
Stupid kid stuff.
I remember one time, I think I might have said this on the podcast too, but so I played high school basketball and we would leave for like away games. We would leave like you had to be at the school. Like, let's say you had school till 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Well, at 4:15, the bus was leaving for Canton for our basketball game. So we had like an hour and 15 minutes till the bus left for our basketball game. So I would go, because we would, you know, let's say our game is on a Friday night. Well, we wanted to go out after.
Yeah.
So I would go buy beer with my fake license. And I would go buy beer. And one day I bought all these bags of ice, and I'm in my car in the trunk.
Why all the ice?
Because I'm putting beer in like coolers and stuff, like styrofoam coolers, but getting it ready for
party
Friday
master.
Night. So I don't know how this happened. I don't know how I didn't hear the bus or whatever, but I got my trunk open. I'm literally throwing beers in these styrofoam coolers and throwing ice on them. And, you know, the cases of Strohs are falling into the parking lot because I'm just dropping them. And I'm doing this for literally 15 minutes. And dude, it was so funny. I turn around and the bus is right behind me. My coach was watching me put all these beers in a cooler. Together. And I was like, oh my, and you know, my buddies were laughing in the back of the bus, like, oh my God, like he didn't see the bus. Anyway, I close my truck. I throw the Strohs beer can. I get into the bus, and my coach goes, got plans tonight there, Sal? I'm like, yeah, we're going to win, coach.
And then go team.
Unbelievable. So funny, you know. I mean, that would probably get you kicked out of school today.
Oh yeah, that's expellable right there.
I mean, I had 30 packs of Strohs on school property.
You know what? That reminds me of a story.
It was just
when
a lot
easier
back then.
It was. They gave you a break.
Yeah.
I was probably 17. Yeah, probably 17. And some friends of mine and I, Mark and Dennis and Andy, we would jump the river. We'd go to Windsor, right? Or 17, 18, 19, because the drinking
age.
You
would jump the river, you would go to Windsor?
We'd go to Windsor, yeah. Because
In the water?
No. Oh. I mean, just that's what we called it, jumping the river.
Oh,
go
okay.
To, you know,
I was just saying, like, Jesus Christ, what were you guys, like swimmers?
No. Can you imagine that? Swimming a mile in the Detroit River,
like,
just to get beer?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we did actually, you know, just slightly less than that sometimes to get beer. But so I was of the generation where it was, you know, it was drinking age was 18. And then right before I was able to drink, they moved it to 21. Well, Windsor was 19. So I was like, okay, I can fake my way through being 19. I didn't look 21. So we'd go buy all this beer in Windsor, and it was all that 5.5.
Yeah.
Stuff, the strong stuff, Brador. Remember Brador?
Yeah.
Moosehead and Molson and all this
Molson
stuff.
Molson Canadian was strong.
And we would pack it in our trunk, and 3 out of 4 times we'd get through with it. But, you know, the fourth time we'd get busted. And now here we are coming back from a foreign country, right? And our customs going, okay, you have contraband in your trunk. We weren't arrested. They just took our beer. That was it.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
they took it to their house and drank it that weekend.
You bet
well,
your ass.
Well, of the many times that we were successful coming back from Canada with all this beer, we wound up, I don't know, I think we were 18, and we were at the Northville Cider Mill. Or not, you know, it was closed down at the time because although it was fall, they were closed because it was nighttime. And we're on a side road, and we're just outside drinking all our beer, having a great time. We got the trunk popped. We're drinking Bradors, having an awesome time. And whoop, you know, out of nowhere, oh, no, what are we going to? And we're thinking we're dead.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to jail. And here comes the cop going, hey, fellas, what's going on? Oh, nothing. And the trunk is still open, and all the beer is in there, right?
Yeah.
With the garbage bags and the ice. That's how stupid we were. So, you know, he's doing all his cop thing, you know, making us nervous, you know, going, oh, I'm going to arrest you guys and I could put you in jail for this. You know what I think I'm going to do? I'm just going to take your beer.
Yeah.
We're like, yeah, we kind of figured that's what you were going to do. And he let us go. Right. And so it was a little simpler time.
Yeah. No, it's funny you just said that. I went across the border. Back then, me and my buddy Keith from high school, we both didn't have prom dates.
Yeah.
So we didn't go to our prom. And our prom was held downtown Detroit at like the Renaissance. I don't know if it was the Renaissance Center then. maybe it was, but it was whatever the hall was in there. That's where our prom
yeah,
was.
Nice
was
place a, to have a prom.
Big, yeah, it was a big deal.
Mine was at the Hyatt in Dearborn.
Yeah, my homecoming dance yep. was there, right? So anyway, our prom was downtown, big ordeal. Me and my buddy, who didn't have dates, we decided to go to Canada, and we decided to go along the river. So we got into Canada, we got beer when we were in Canada, and then we went along that river, and there was like those parks, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
People park and make out or whatever, yeah. right? Or, you know, you just fish along the water or whatever. So we found a spot because we wanted to look across the water and see the yeah. Renaissance while the prom was going on. Yeah. We're drinking beers. And cop shows up, sees us down there, and he goes, hey.
What are you doing, Sal?
Well, he's like, I need to see some licenses and make sure you guys are. I mean, I know it's Canada, but he still is like, you guys are young. You got to drive across the border.
He sees you in prom clothes, and he knows you're not drinking.
Yeah, well, we weren't in prom clothes, but we were just there chilling on the river drinking beer. Anyway, long story short, he goes, sorry, man, I gotta dump your beer out, man.
Yeah.
We're like, oh.
Oh, man.
So he's dumping all this beer out.
That's a week's worth of working.
I swear to God, he does this. He's dumping it all out. Him and his partner are dumping it all out. And they left a six-pack. And he goes, we're done dumping your beer, okay? You guys take it easy. And we're like, my buddy Keith was about to say, like, well, no, there's a six-pack here. And I nudge him.
Shut your face,
dude,
Keith.
He's doing this on purpose. He wants it because we told him we're there. Yeah, we're not going to our prom. And he left that six-pack on purpose.
Oh, well, that's
because he just didn't want us to have 20 beers.
Yeah.
But we were okay to have six.
Yeah, so
that's the times we lived in back then.
He's doing the calculations in his head going, okay, if I leave a six-pack, they're not going to get drunk and kill somebody because they're going to split it six ways.
That's exactly right.
But and I can be a decent guy. Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, it was awesome.
For him. Now, that was on the American side or the Canadian side?
No, that was on the Canadian side.
On the Canadian side,
yeah. 1984, 85, man.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Great memories, man.
Yeah.
So we have one more order. No, two more orders to show up. We're waiting now to see who hits us first.
All right. What do we got coming? We got the donuts.
And I'm ashamed. And by the way, this is a shout out to our friend Derek Richards. so many instances here. And by the way, Nate has been a party to this. Our producer, Nate, who will be married soon. And who just turned 30. We call this place, it's called the ice cream shop. Oh. Now, it's ice cream, but shop is spelled S-H-O-P-P-E. Shoppy. It's like, oh, so it's all the old world goodness, you know, of a 7-Eleven. That's where they get the ice cream, right?
Yeah.
And so that's coming. And I'm hoping that I ordered it at roughly the same time so they'll show up.
All right. That'll be good.
And we can have a duel. Well, so we're waiting.
Hopefully you didn't order any Lucky Charms. Have you heard of this story?
No. What happened with the Lucky Charms?
The United States Food and Drug Administration is investigating Lucky Charms cereal after dozens of customers complained of illness after eating it.
No.
The FDA said Saturday it has received more than 100 complaints related to Lucky Charms so far this year. The FDA takes seriously any reports of possible adulteration of food that may also cause illness or injury, the agency said. Several hundred people have also posted on a food safety website in itwaspoison.com complaining of nausea, diarrhea, and vomiting after eating Lucky Charms. So don't make
I
sure
had
your
that after watching a Jeff Dunham special.
So that's General Mills, the Minneapolis-based company that makes Lucky Charms Cheerios and other cereals, said it's aware of those reports and takes them seriously. But the company said its own investigation has not found any evidence of consumer illness linked to Lucky Charms. So they're magically delicious.
That's disturbing because my grandsons eat that stuff.
Oh, and, well, make sure. Yeah,
pink hearts, yellow moons, orange stars, green clovers. That's the thing with the Lucky Charms. I want to make sure I got to try and get to the door before Hannah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, make sure that the guy doesn't have any Lucky Charms. He didn't order Lucky Charms, did you? We're getting a door. This is our sixth DoorDash order during this podcast. Never been done before in the history of podcasts. We have another DoorDash.
Oh, man, I missed it.
Or like that. multi-billion-dollar international company Dior Dash. That's TikTok trend. Hannibal is all checking right. it out. All right. We have it.
We missed it.
We have donuts.
We didn't time it completely.
The two drivers never met. We didn't get two drivers at the same time.
Oh, wait, there's the second driver. Hannibal spotted him. He's going to leave this stuff on the porch. Okay, so that was mere minutes between the two. But we got the donuts from Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
And the order was surprise me. It's okay, buddy. I know.
He's gone. We got our dog protecting the Sal and Bob podcast.
And the ice cream shopping will be here soon.
Expensive equipment here.
So that's the fifth delivery.
Fifth. Okay.
And we're expecting our sixth.
Okay.
And there might be a seventh if we run out of wine.
Yeah, we're getting close. This has been a fun episode.
You want a Bavarian cream, buddy? We got a couple of those. We got we got sprinkles. We got chocolate frosted.
I'll do the Bavarian cream.
All right, I'm with you. Let's do this. I'm going to do
these
pink
calorie
sprinkles
night tonight. Oh, Jesus.
We're disgusting. Well, this is fun, buddy.
It's been a great episode, man. What do you got coming up? You got anything you want to share to our listeners? BobPhillips.com.
I'm just now getting... Oh, thank you, sir. We're so social, aren't
we?
We're very, very social.
All over the...
Check us out on...
We're both on TikTok now.
Yeah, we're TikTokians.
We are TikTok. You know, there's a girl on TikTok. Her name is Charlie D'Amelio.
Yeah,
She is the number one TikTok follower. She has 140 million followers.
Yeah, crazy.
My name is Sal D'Amelio, and I have 46 followers. So I'm proud to say that.
But you're not showing your tits.
I'm proud to say that I've made TikTok, you know, bookends for D'Amelios.
Yeah, the D'Amelios
I've established
the family
bookends.
Affair.
Yeah, it's a family affair. It. Look, TikTok starts with a D'Amelio and it ends with a
Damn
D'Amelio.
Damn right, man.
All right?
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm very proud of that.
You need to contact her. You know this. You need to tell her.
I message her every single day.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I can't message her. She doesn't follow me. She has to follow me for me to message her.
But you can get her on Twitter and send her a DM.
Oh, well, I'll have to check out.
Yeah, don't give
page.
Up on this. I have high hopes for this.
Don't give up on it.
So we have, coming up in May, on May 19th, the Sal and Bob Show, live at Janitti's Hole in the Wall. This is our eighth sellout, by the way.
It is.
We have our headliner is Brian McCree.
One of the
at,
best.
At Janitti's.
One
and
of
we're
best.
Opening with Amanda Phelan Mars. Is
yes.
that how you pronounce
yes.
her name?
Yes, married to Jason. She's hysterical. I just saw her. I just saw her last Tuesday at a... At the one of the best open mics going on here, the Beer Grotto in Dexter, Michigan, run by Greg Sharp, a guy that we probably should have on the show eventually.
Yeah, he looks like a funny guy.
No, he's a very funny guy. And you know what? That open mic is a really good open mic. I did it last Tuesday just to try out some new stuff. And so many good comics going up there. Amanda went up that night, so she's on our show. Kevin Kramus is on our show.
Famous Kramus.
A pro of 20 years.
Yeah,
Brian
very
McCree,
funny guy.
A pro of 20 years.
It's going to be a very good show.
Are you kidding me?
Can't wait for that. And our musical director, Howard Glazer.
Howard Glazer.
As always. And Sal and Bob starting the show.
Yep.
Because it's not about Sal and Bob. It's about the other talent we have on the show, right?
And Howard needs to wear a blazer next time so I could say Glazer with a blazer.
I'll tell him to wear a blazer. That's great. Glazer with a blazer. So then I've got in May 21st, Big Al Sports Grill in Rockwood, Michigan. I'm looking forward to this one. This is in August. McCurdy's Comedy Theater and Humor Institute in Sarasota, Florida.
Oh, you're doing that?
Yeah, I'm going to be in August. And you will be doing that as well.
All right. That's a great comedy club down there.
This is
Fort
in
Myers, Florida, man.
With,
or near Fort Sarasota, I think it's Sarasota. Yeah
Sarasota.
Near Fort Myers.
I don't even
anyway,
know where Sarasota is. Is it on the Gulf side?
Myers. It's beautiful. It's a Gulf side.
Gulf side.
Yep, which is my favorite side.
Now, I don't know. Is that like a thing down there in Florida if you're on the, was it the Caribbean side or Atlantic side as
you
opposed
got the
to
Atlantic
Gulf side?
Atlantic side.
So people.
The Gulf side.
So people who go Gulf side love Gulf side, right? And people who go on the Atlantic side love the Atlantic side.
Of course. And it seems, again, this is just from my experience from both sides. This is not edged in stone, but it seems like the Gulf side is a little more, how do I say this? It'd be like
friendly.
It would be like saying, this is again, personally, I think the Gulf side is Republican.
Yeah.
And the other side is Democratic.
Okay.
Because it's
all right.
Party animals on the other side, Daytona, Fort Lauderdale,
yeah.
More of Spring Breakers,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
And then the Gulf side, although there's Spring Breakers on the Gulf side, I'm just saying the Gulf side has more older people.
Retirement communities. Yeah. It's more laid
although
back.
There's some retirement communities in southern, obviously southern Florida. But I'm just comparing Fort Myers with like Daytona Beach, which would be on the other side
of
the state. It's two different. Anyway, they're both, obviously, you're in Florida. It's great. So,
well, I'm looking forward to it.
So I've got a lot of stuff going to saldemilio.com at SallyDO8. Anyway, man, this has been great. We got to get to this these donuts, and we want to thank all seven drivers that delivered to us tonight.
We don't have sense enough to be embarrassed about this, but I don't care.
This has never been done on a live podcast. We are the first ones to ever have seven DoorDash Uber Eats deliveries during the show. That is a first. So let's see if we can get another. We have another one? I think we have somebody else. I ordered two aspirin. And my aspirin has arrived.
All right.
Yeah, I ordered some aspirin. I ordered some Advil from Walgreens.
That was an Instacart order. Wasn't even an Uber Eats or a DoorDash.
That's awesome. So,
what a life we lead here on the Sal and Bob Show. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in. Nate Armbruster, congratulations once again. And we'll see you next time on the Sal and Bob Show.
Good night.
Thanks for listening.